So these days, knowledge is so readily available. You want to know about anything, you search on Google and you find out about it, right? There's a mass of knowledge that's so available and so fascinating. A good example of knowledge is we saw on television the other night. Doctors were saying, you know, more than half my patients come in having diagnosed themselves and tell me what's wrong with them. They don't tell the symptoms, they tell the disease. I'm suffering from this disease. Cure me. It used to be you come in, you say, I have my hand hurts, my head hurts. You know, but these days, there's so much knowledge out there that people look up the symptoms on the web and figure out what's wrong with themselves. At least they think they do. And they go in and tell the doctor, I'm suffering from this disease. Please cure me. So, why do I say that? Well, it shows how much knowledge there is and how we fill ourselves up with all this knowledge. Which is okay, but sometimes it's to the exclusion of knowing ourselves. Know thyself. One of Yoga Swami's Mahavakyam. Tanai Pari. My guru made me to know myself. Engo Gurunavan. First line. So sometimes in these days it's so easy and education reinforces it. We're spending all our time learning about what's outside of ourselves. We're learning about knowledge and it's so ramified. It takes up the whole day. We know about everything. We know about health. We know about astronomy. We know about politics. We know about economics. We know about investments. We know about all kinds of things, but we don't know about ourselves. Because no one is encouraging that. Don't encourage that in school. They don't encourage that on television. They don't encourage that in movies. If they're encouraging learning, they're encouraging learning about something external to yourself. So that's where religion is a balancing force. That's where Hinduism gives us wonderful direction. It reminds us, know thyself. Look within and find our spiritual identity. Find our soul. And look within the soul and find God. So that's knowing ourself. Knowing our spiritual identity. As Gurudeva says so beautifully, and it's one of the reasons he was loved by so many, you're a spiritual being. Live a spiritual life. He just exuded that sense. And people that were open to him felt that. That here's a man that looks at himself as a spiritual being and just by his mere presence encourages me to be the same. Isn't that wonderful? Really unique quality. So many people on the island here, I have shrines to Gurudeva, you know. I mean, they're Catholics, most of them. But you know, they come in and they tell you about their guru shrine. I have a picture of Gurudeva here in my home, and you know, every day I stop at the picture and share my life with Gurudeva and so forth. It shows how much he touched them. And why? Because of this quality of being a spiritual being and encouraging them to be one, encouraging them to do their best and so forth. We've started a new cult on the island, the Gurudeva cult. Very nice. Very wholesome, because it's encouraging them, they're finding strength to be of more service in many instances. They looked at Gurudeva as an example of someone who was really selfless and loved to help other people. And so they find strength in their own life to do more service to others through their ties with Gurudeva. So we're going to have a wonderful week together, culminating in our Mahashivaratri evening. Have a wonderful day. Om Namah Shivaya.